بيت وانا عايش هواك الله معك ما بس الناطر ديني كل ما تسكر باب بيفتح باب انا مش اسف حبيبي لا يهمني الغياب لا يهمني العتب ما بيعني لي ما تعد الاسباب ما تهمني الاسباب ما بترويني وانا لا
Bashir Murad, that was Walil. Before that, you heard Zane with Mish Asfe. My name is Leslie, and you're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been talking about Produce 101 Japan Girl Season extensively, and I have so many thoughts and emotions about this program. I have a lot of capital thoughts about it, like actually like kind of like brain involved thoughts about it, and then I also have a lot of emotions about it, and I can't fit all that into the rest of this show. So what I've decided to do is to make an executive Typically Tuesday's decision. I am going to, moving forward, be doing a segment until the end of this season of Produce 101. I'm going to be doing a segment called Leslie Recaps Her Watch Experience of Produce 101 Japan Girls Season, or something like that. So look forward to that. I'm going to try, it's going to possibly be weekly. It's going to possibly be a commitment. And you know, we love commitments here on Typically Tuesdays. It's just so fun, so easy. But you know, when you have like a lot of thoughts about just like something that you're kind of hyper fixated on, you don't want to like spill all of that at once, because you'll end up flooding the airwaves, and you'll end up getting kicked off of radio and possibly kicked out of your radio station. So you know, we're gonna try to pace ourselves here. I have finished watching episodes one to four of the season. That's what's available so far. And I do have a fantasy top 11. Now my fantasy top 11 is subject to change. Why is it called a fantasy top 11? Well, what is my standard for it? These are people who are on the show who I'm excited to see more of, either because I think they have a lot of potential or and to grow, or I've enjoyed watching them so far. I think that they would make it really well in this, like in an idol group. Not every single one of my favorite contestants are on my fantasy top 11, because I don't think every single person will thrive in an 11 member structured group. And yeah, that's basically it. These are the people who I want to see more of. I think they'll grow as the competition moves on, and they'll shine even brighter than before. So here we go. I'm gonna not share the reasoning for most of these people. So you're just gonna have to figure it out. You're just gonna have to watch the program, honestly, and get on the same page as me. If you are watching the program, by the way, please do send me an email and tell me how it's going for you. TypicallyTuesdays@gmail.com. I'm also on Instagram @TypicallyTuesdays. You can send me a direct message there, and I'd love to know your thoughts about this new season of Produce 101 Japan, featuring female contestants. Let's get started. There is no particular order for these. However, number one is number one. She is truly like my favorite, my pick. Number 11, Kamada Moe. 10, Takahashi Hina. 9, Suro Sakura. 8, Uchiyama Rin. 7, Kitazaki Ryo, who, by the way, is the reason why I'm watching the show. She looks so much like Kato Shiho from my favorite J-pop idol group, Hinatazaka 46, that when I first saw Kitazaki Ryo, I think probably in like a thumbnail for like an algorithm push on YouTube, I was like, Katoshi, why is she on the show? And then I was like enamored by her appearance, and then I ended up watching it because I was like, okay, this doesn't look too bad. It's horrible. Number 6, Ando Yui. 5, Sasaki Tsukushi. Now she has to debut. Tsukushi has to debut. She's one of the best performers on this program. And she just has this like stage presence that you cannot look away from. It's monstrous, it's grandiose. When she performs, you're only looking at her. If she does not debut in this group, I'm going to write a very strongly worded letter to the producers of this program. Because I don't think you can get performers who are that good at their job very often, all the time now. I mean, a lot of... Here's the one thing, maybe. A lot of idols don't perform as well as Tsukushi, despite the fact that they have been in the business for several years, and sometimes they may be noted by other entertainers and by critics as being some of the best idols. Not everybody performs to the caliber of Tsukushi. Maybe that would be the only reason why she wouldn't debut in this group. And popularity. I mean, it is a popularity contest, but she must debut. Come on. Watch the show. Watch her first appearance. Look up Remember Me, La Tata, Produce 101. You'll see what I mean. Anyways, number 4, Hatamena. Number 3, Takami Ayane. Number 2, the other person who I want to talk about, Ishidan. Oh my god, oh boy. She is so watchable. She's a great performer. She used to be an idol, and so she has quite a bit of experience under her belt. But she is great television. She knows who she is. That's what makes her so interesting. She knows who she is in a competition full of people who are just figuring out for the first time who they really are. For the first time, people who are hearing and receiving genuine critiques. She already knows who she is. She knows how to apply the critiques that are given to her. And she is so serious and so ambitious. She is so dead set on performing well and on debuting, on winning this competition, that she is not held back by her nerves. She is actually in a competition, whereas most of the other girls on the show, they are honestly like panicking every single episode and kind of like crying every single episode about whether or not they'll be able to debut. Ran is out here picking rivalries. Ran has a one-sided rivalry with a contestant named Sakurai Miu. I have a lot of thoughts about Miu. I'm not going to share them. But Miu is not in a competition with Ran. She's not thinking about Ran at all, because every single episode, she's having a meltdown about whether or not she's going to be able to debut, whether or not she's going to be able to like perform well. She's not thinking about Ran. She's like trying to figure out her own things. Ran, on the other hand, is having a big chunk of an entire episode dedicated to her, talking about how she thinks that her group is going to do quite well. They're working very hard. Everybody's got great ideas and they're all improving as performers, or they're already very good performers. And really, if not anything, most importantly, I just want to beat Miu-chan. Oh my god, that is so juicy. That is so good. That is so exciting to watch. It's fresh to observe, I guess, in a show where like you don't get a lot of people who are that competitive. And she's not arrogant at all, but she knows who she is already, and she knows what she offers. It's just exciting. So my second pick is Ishidan, and I think I do definitely want to see her debut. Number 1, my best girl, the top one for me, the one for me is Kato Kokoro. Kokoro and I have an extended history together. She used to be in this K-pop girl group called Cherry Bullet, and I wasn't even a huge fan of Cherry Bullet at all, but I would watch her performances and music videos for Kokoro. She was my favorite member. She was with them for about a year, and then she had to leave for health reasons, and she kind of like disappeared off of the face of the earth. I was devastated. I was like, why did you leave? Please come back. And then I found out that she appeared again on the show, and I was so excited. I'm so happy for her that she's on this program, because she really wants to be there. That's what makes her my pick. She really wants to be a part of this entertainment sector, despite the fact that it really hits you hard, it brings you down, especially if you're a woman. Good luck, girl. But she really wants to be there. And at the same time, since her time away from the idol industry, she has gotten way better at performing, and she shines even brighter than before. The reason why I liked Kokoro those years ago when Cherry Bullet first debuted was because she had this really infectious, adorable smile. And now the smile has evolved. It's become infectious and radiant. Oh my goodness, just watching her perform, it is such a treat. It is so exciting. And to know that she willingly is like, I want to give it my best shot again. Like, I'm not done here. Oh, wow. That's so cool. That is so cool. That is so awesome. And so I hope for the best for her. And she's my top pick. I think because of that, she's shining brighter than ever before. Like, there's this lyric in the theme song that's like, the song is called Leap High this season. It's called Leap High. And basically it's saying like, I'm gonna, you know, do my best to like essentially soar. And there's a lyric that goes, higher than the brightest star in the sky. And it's like, wow, I think honestly, like, she's on her way. It's exciting. So she's my favorite. She's my best girl. Unless she does something really heinous, she's my best girl. And I don't think she's gonna leave from this number one spot. Yeah, that's my oh my goodness, that's my top four. My top 11 as of episode 4 of Produce 101 Japan Girls Season. And what a good time to wrap up the show, because we are hitting the top of the hour here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Stay tuned for more of this type of thing in the coming weeks. It might happen. But before we end the show, just really quickly want to remind you, keep putting pressure on your public officials to demand for a ceasefire on the attacks on Gaza, to demand for an open express condemnation of the occupation of Palestine. Call and email your MPs. Call and email your MLA. Call and email the Prime Minister, the Premier, the Deputy Prime Minister, the Ministers of Foreign Affairs, International Development, of National Defense, of Associate National Defense, or Associate Minister of National Defense. Put the pressure on and demand for an immediate ceasefire and open condemnation to the occupation of Palestine. We have surpassed 3 weeks of these very blatant attacks on Gaza. And many a human rights watch organization around the world have described these ongoing attacks as genocide. Canada, therefore, up until this point when I am recording the show, has stood complicit to genocide. That's not okay. That's not okay. Thousands of lives have been lost. Thousands of lives are lost every single day. Thousands of lives are lost every single week. We cannot allow this to continue and go on. We cannot let this continue to happen. Never again means never again to anyone, right? Like, there's a reason why, like, that phrase never again has the caliber that it does. And I mean, I for one really don't want us to, in 10 years time, think back to ourselves and think like, oh, so many lives were lost during that period. I wonder what happened. How could this have happened? Let's not do that. Let's not do that to ourselves, and let's not do that to the people of Palestine and the people of Gaza. Demand for an immediate ceasefire and demand for a push to end the occupation of Palestine. Call, email your MP, your MLA, the Premier, the Prime Minister, Deputy Prime Minister, Ministers of Foreign Affairs, International Development, National Defense, and Associate Minister of National Defense. And so I think that is probably all I wanted to say for this episode of Typically Tuesdays, talking extensively about this horrible idol show that I've been watching and reminding you to use all the civil liberties and privileges that you have to show your support for a free Palestine. Just casual, like, campus community radio things. Tune into more great CJSF programming. Check out Democracy Now! Every Monday to Friday from 10 to 11 with your host, Amy Goodman. My name is Leslie. You've been tuned into Typically Tuesdays, and we're going to end off the program with a banger. This song was featured on the past two episodes of Produce 101 Japan Girls Season, and how could it not? It is like a classic Japanese girl group idol song, especially from the era when girl groups were really poppin' in the 90s. It is their debut track. It is Speed's debut song. Body and Soul.